Oh my gosh. What if you knew how all the changing algorithms within this social media madness were changing and were changing, and you could figure out how to apply them for you in your social media strategy? Or what if you knew all the new opportunities that the social media platforms keep kicking out, but only the people in the know, and you wish you knew them? Right? What if you knew which ones were working best and which ones would be best for you right now in your business? Oh my gosh, you guys, stick around because we have a super guru social media expert on with us today, and I can't wait for you to meet her. She's off the charts amazing. Yeah. So you're at the Erin Strayer Show. If you are not on the Erin Strayer Show platform, there's a link right above you in the comments because we're kind of spread out there and in a lot of different places. So if you are not on the Erin Strayer Show, go ahead and click that link right above you. Come on over here. We can see you and see your comments and say hello to you, answer any questions that you might have during the show. So come on over here, say hi to us. Who am I? I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them beyond the basics of business because most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear and flat out complacent. They're just fine with average. So I help them move past that. I don't know what's next. I can't do that. And man, how do I do that again? Clearly standing in their own way. So, bottom line, I provide them executive level accountability so they and their business get the attention to detail that they deserve. This is the Erin Strayer Show. We're all about uplifting and leveraging amazing female entrepreneurs who are out there in the world doing things just a little bit differently. And our guest today is not shy of being an amazing entrepreneur. She is, people hire her to get them real results on social media through effective strategy and content. Period. Bam. We're going to talk to Miss Rivka Hodgkinson. She's getting her little warning. She's hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Erin. I'm so excited to be here.
Your entire reason to be on live in this world helping. Yeah, RJ's grabbing a notebook already. Yes, go grab a notebook, people. That is a huge, that's a pro tip. Go get one right now while we're talking about Rivka in her background, because she's going to be dropping some major wheelbarrows full of nuggets today for you that you can massively apply into your life. So, Rivka, tell us about
Yes,
you.
ma'am.
What do you do? Who do you?
Yeah, so I have been doing social. The story I love to tell, just to give people an idea of how long I've been doing social media, is I originally started doing video. Hey, Christine. And like video marketing before YouTube existed, right? So, like, my first kind of business into the whole marketing thing was doing videos for like internal training videos, like stuff that they were going to send to customers and that kind of stuff. And we had a client, and I was like, you know, the specific business problems that you're having with your marketing, there's this brand new thing that you might not have heard of yet called Facebook that I think would be really good for you. And that was my first client. Funny enough, they're still a client of mine all these years later. And they are a cloth diaper service company, and I had a newborn at the time. And so, my first client, I've traded diapers for Facebook management and built up from there. So, that's you want to talk about like the down and dirty of getting started, right? Like, so far, I haven't found anybody else that started by trading diapers for their services.
But that just goes to show. So Facebook has been around for what, 10, 11, 12 years, something like that, maybe. So you were with Facebook and figuring out the ins and outs of it from conception. And you did social media management before it was even cool.
Yeah, I mean, nobody, like, it wasn't even a thing. Like, there was it wasn't a job title. It wasn't a thing that people even had on their radar at all.
Right.
You know, and it's been great because, you know, I've been able to just grow right along with the industry. I'm someone who is a firm believer in the importance of lifelong learning and, you know, just educating yourself in as many different ways as possible. I'm a ravenous reader. And so it like prior to this, right, I always say I was the best worst employee because I always, you know, was top in the company, whatever I did. And I'd worked in all kinds of different crazy jobs. Always excelling, and but like a year into it, year and a half into it, I'd get bored. Like I'd be like, I've learned everything I can learn within this job. There's nowhere else for me to go unless I, you know, go for 4 years and get a degree. And so then I just do something different. So, you know, I worked in logistics and I worked in the medical industry and I worked as a waitress for the Greek mafia, fun story, but and just like all of these random things. But the great thing is then when I started doing marketing strategy and business management for businesses, I already had that experience of, you know, understanding what it was like to work on the inside, you know, in accounting, in nonprofit, just across the spectrum, and say, okay, I understand your industry. I understand kind of the ins and outs here. Let's apply this to this brand new thing called social media. And I have not been bored for one single day since I started doing that. You will not get bored in social media because it changes literally every day. You know, I can't tell you the number of times when I have literally woken up. Can you hear me okay? When I literally have woken up and gone to a platform and like everything is totally different than when I went to bed the night before. And then it's like, okay, let me read everything and try everything and push all the buttons and see what everything does. So that I can then tell everybody else what they need to do.
Right. And it's so funny because that happens way more than most of us, one, are aware of. You guys that are in the industry, and that's your job to keep on top of that and to track those things and, you know, the tech side of making a business work, right? I know one of the topics that we wanted to talk about were those changing algorithms and how those are, like, what's new and how is that helping and how do we track those and how do we become aware of them? And yeah. So like what's new? What's new in the,
Well, one of the things, and I've been teaching this to my clients for years, that's really helpful when you think about understanding social media, how to be successful there, is to understand the platform itself. How are they making money and who is their customer, right? Mm-hmm. Who are they trying to serve? Because all of these algorithm updates are ultimately going to lead back to them trying to improve their service to their core customer. You know, for example, Google, which in a lot, you know, Google Plus now is bye-bye, so sad. Right? I blame the social media industry for killing Google Plus. I really do, because it was a great platform that it was like, I felt like instantaneously, as soon as it came on, every social media person was just like, I can't tell you the number of articles I read over the period of years that Google Plus is dead. Now it's dead. Now it's really dead, right? And we, our industry kind of killed it because we just told everybody not to use it. So I blame us for that because Google Plus actually was a really unique concept and I was sad to see it go. But Google's a great example, right? When you're talking about things like search engine optimization and people will try to game the system. And people often will ask me as a social media manager, well, what about SEO? And SEO is important and SEO is great and absolutely has its place. But when it comes to what I do, it's like a lot of your social media is about your content, or about your SEO is about your content, right? And Google is trying to give visitors the best possible result. So they're going to continue to tweak their algorithm to get to that point. If you are keeping your user top of mind and saying, how do I provide the best possible content and information to the person who's looking for it, you're automatically going to start rising to the top with SEO. So when you start thinking about what are the purposes and who is the core customer for each of these social media platforms, you know, for Facebook, the core customer, like where they're making all their money, are the big advertisers, right? Like Coca-Cola and Nike and all of these people that have multi-million dollar ad budgets, where they're trying to make a decision between, do I spend $5 million on a TV ad or do I spend $5 million on a Facebook ad, right? So they're designing their system around maximizing those advertising dollars. Now, as a result, they need people to be on the platform for as long as possible, right? And consuming Facebook content. So when you look at like a lot of the changes that have happened, it makes total sense when you're thinking about that, right? So one of the things that happened, probably it was a while, like 6-9 months ago at this point, you know, things like YouTube links. I'm always telling people, don't bother sharing a YouTube link on your Facebook page. You might as well put it out into a black hole because why? Because Facebook and YouTube are direct competitors. Facebook Live is completely a response to the competitive environment of YouTube and trying to, you know, get more people to watch their videos. So are they going to want you to click on something that takes them off Facebook to their competitor? No, of course not. Like, I mean, think about that in our, like, would I take somebody who was my direct competitor who was competing for the exact same client and I knew was competing for the exact same client and share their stuff and be like, this person is the best? Like, probably not, right? Like, that kind of situation doesn't really happen for most of us individually because usually we're not in a standpoint where we're, you know, we know who our other people competing directly against us are, right? But Facebook does know. Facebook absolutely knows. Sure. And so is it worth the time to take a video that you created and upload it separately to YouTube and to Facebook? Yup, absolutely. And that those kinds of decisions become easier when you start understanding what's motivating these algorithm changes. So you don't have to always know every single algorithm change, and you're going to be ahead of the rest of your peers if you are kind of anticipating what they want based on their goals as a platform, right? And what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep people on. They're trying to keep them engaged. They're trying to keep them clicking. And actually, it's really interesting because Facebook, as an example specifically, what they're really doing is utilizing the same psychological mechanisms that work with gambling, right? Like when we're scrolling, not everything is going to be a jackpot, is going to be a hit, right? But we keep scrolling because we're waiting for that endorphin shot. We're waiting for that thing that gets us going, whatever that is, right? And so there's that element to it too. So it's all of this is tied up in behavioral psychology, you know, cognitive science, all of these things that we don't normally think about as marketing disciplines that really make a big difference in where all these things are going. So across the board, you're seeing a trend towards prioritizing engagement. You know, Instagram's algorithm change was all about that, like prioritizing engagement. Facebook, for sure, prioritizing engagement. And even with Twitter, you know, which for a long time was not an algorithmic feed, you know, it was just a chronological feed, now is an algorithmic feed. And there's also that engagement piece to it. So you have to be thinking about not just what do I want to share with people, but what will get people to respond to me. So we have to think more conversationally, you know, rather than saying, I did a thing and posting something, thinking in the same linguistic terms as we would in a conversation back and forth between two people.
Yeah. You know, and I know that's one of the big things that when you're consulting with people, because I've had this experience with you, when you're consulting with people, you absolutely teach them that it's all about, and you're such a huge component of this, I just really want to push that forward too, is forming those relationships and actually having a conversation instead of just vomiting stuff out, right?
Yes.
Just put content out there to actually engage your people in a conversation and make it a back and forth and a back and forth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's some really specific things that once we switch on, here's the number one thing. Like if you take nothing away from this whole session and you remember this one thing and start implementing it, you are going to start seeing a shift and a change in how people respond. And I tell people, not just in social media, but in your emails, in your conversations, okay? We automatically shut down conversation without even realizing we're doing it by using a period instead of a question mark.
Ah.
So there's such a big difference between sending an email and saying, "Let me know if you have any questions," period, and sending an email and saying, "What questions do you still have that I can answer for you?" question mark. It's the
Everybody has a
same
question
exact
in
piece of
the
communication.
comments.
It's the same exact piece of communication, but we're inviting response. We're sending that social signal that we're not just trying to close the loop, communication loop. We're actually trying to keep the communication loop going. And people respond to a question mark very specifically because we've been trained to respond to a question mark as something that invites a response. When you're setting up a phone call, or instead of saying, "Let me know what times work for you," or period, saying, "Does this time work for you?" Or, "Is this day a good day for you?" Question mark, right? When you're posting on social media, you should be doing this as well, right? Instead of just saying something like, "Here's my new pie recipe," saying, "Here's my new pie recipe. I love how the crust turned out on this. What's your favorite part of the pie? Are you more of a crust person or a filling person?" question mark, right? Like, you're sharing the exact same thing, but you're engaging them. And also, you'll notice that the common theme between all of these things is there is a clear answer. There's a clear response, one way or another, right? Like, you're not going on social media and saying, doing the Freudian person on a couch thing and saying, "How do you feel about your mother?" Right? Like nobody, trust me, you don't want to ask me how I feel about my mother. Like, it's not gonna be a good conversation. And I'm certainly not gonna post that on social media where my mother is probably gonna see it, right? So you wanna make sure that the parameters, right? Like, this is delving almost into like data analysis and machine learning, because that's how these algorithms are doing too, right? Like, we've talked about algorithms. I'm actually working on talking about being a lifelong learner. edX.org is one of my favorite things in the whole world. Are you familiar with edX, Erin?
ED.
So edx.org. So basically, Harvard and Stanford and Yale and a bunch of other universities all got together and said, "We want to make a Ivy League education available for free to anyone around the world." So they make a subsection of their coursework available online. It's not available anytime. It's just like any other college class where it has a start date and an end date. There's like tests and stuff that as you go through, you can audit the course for free, or you can get a certificate for like usually $40 or $50 if you want something to hang on the wall that say you completed this thing at Harvard, which is cool, right? But so I'm doing one on machine learning and data sets with R. I know nothing about computer coding. I'm just doing this to broaden my thinking. And this is one of those things, right? Is that when you're looking at data and you're looking at teaching machines, you have to have a defined data set, right? You can't just have it like the infinite possibilities, or you're not going to get the responses you want. The thing is, we as human beings are the same way. If you don't have a defined data set that you're asking them a question about, if it's too infinite, like our brains, just like a robot brain is like, cannot compute. Like, our brains can't compute either. We're just like, I don't know what you want. I don't know what you're looking for me
Yeah,
how far.
and we don't
It's
give
too
you any answer at all, do we?
Exactly. So like, yes or no questions are really great. Things like, I asked a question one day, just kind of testing like different types of questions. On my personal feed, and I was like, "What's your favorite cookie?" Like, what is your? Now, here's where this all ties together. Like, I literally everybody who responded, like, I made a note of privately in my own like Excel spreadsheet, because I really love to bake. It's something that I enjoy using as a relationship building tool. Well, now, like, about 100 of my friends, I know what their favorite type of cookie is. So if I'm like ever gonna bake a
They could
cookie,
just I might get some in the mail from
Right. Exactly. It has happened. Like, I went to a conference one time where I literally stayed up the whole night before my flight, like baking cookies for like the 15 or so speakers that I either knew or had met once or twice or that I really admired, and just like baked them cookies and put a little note and said, thank you for everything you do, and I really appreciate you, and sought them out at the conference. Like, and I know we're kind of jumping all over the place here, but that's, you know, that's an example of relationship building, because sure. I wasn't going up to them and being like, can I take a selfie with you?
Right.
Or can you give me advice on my business? Right. It was just like, hey, I really appreciate you and everything you do. And here's some cookies. Bye. See you later. You know,
and that is the relationship building of it. And it is, you know, it does have something to do with, I mean, clearly you connected with them on social media. Clearly you've been following them. Clearly. Yep. Right. So it's not just here. I paid Susie Homemaker and I baked you some cookies. No, you actually, right? Like, you had an online relationship with them, mm-hmm. and they've touched you in some way, shape, or form to the point that you felt compelled to bake them cookies and take them instead of, hey, can you give me some advice on my business? Or here, let me take a selfie with you, just like you said, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's taken it that step farther, and it's really making that relationship of it. And it's collecting data, like going back to your cookie survey, mm-hmm. and it is being relationship wise there, because, you know, that all plays in, again, back to the topic and that algorithm and how Facebook and their different social media platforms all respond and how you get people to respond so that you can have a measurable and some data to work with, the bottom line. And you guys, seriously, like, if you ever have a meeting with Rivka, she will blow you away with the amount of data and the line of questioning that she brings forward to you about your business and the direction that you're wanting to go. It really blows your mind. It's so strategic with how she delivers. It really makes you think business in a new, different, better, coming at it from another angle, in ways that you've probably never thought about your business before. And I'm not joking, because she did it to me. And
thank you.
It's really, and I'm just gonna keep oohing on you for a little bit here. It really is very, very eye opening when you have somebody that comes into a meeting prepared, instead of showing up at the meeting and says, "Oh, tell me about what you got going on." No, she asked for information ahead of time. She did her research. She came into the meeting prepared to not waste her time or our time. Like, total blew me out of the water with how she was set up, and then the direction of the business conversation around what we were looking to bring her on board for. And seriously, like, I can't even stress enough how important somebody like you, with your knowledge and your expertise and your string of accomplishments that are behind you, which you don't even drop anywhere except for in private conversations, like, in the people in the accolades that are behind you. It's really quite amazing. And like, we are coming up hard on our time. I want you to tell people, like, what we could clearly, maybe this gets to happen two or three more times, but tell people what you got going on, how they can find you. There's some questions in here that you get to loop around to when we're done and answer, because there's one specific about hashtags in here that I know want to get attention. But how do people find you? Let's tell people what that looks like. I mean, I know what
So I'm pretty easy to find. I'm just, like, if you look for Meet Rivka, pretty much anywhere, you'll find me. So that's my website, meetrivka, meetrivka.com, or also, you know, on LinkedIn or on Twitter or on wherever. Just look for Meet Rivka and you'll probably find me. It'll become very clear that I use some platforms more than others, and I use some for different things. For sure. I mean, which is a whole other conversation, because I feel like a lot of times we have this pressure that we have to do all the things in all the places to the detriment of our business and to the detriment of our actual, you know, goals and what we're trying to accomplish, because we could for sure be on social media all day, every day, right? And not actually get anything done. So leading up to this, actually, Aaron and I were talking about this beforehand, and I was like, you know, I'm excited about being on the show. I feel like for sure I want to give you guys something more. What can I do? So like I seriously scheduled this entirely just around you guys, and I'm sure, you know, I'll invite other people as well. But I'm going to go ahead and do a webinar on November 15th on the new rules of social media. That'll be a much more in-depth, because obviously I could talk about this all day, and sometimes do. So we're going to go into a ton of additional things. Any questions that we don't get to hear for whatever reason, Aaron, let me know, and I can incorporate those in as well. As I'm preparing that webinar. But just go to meetrivka.com, and there's a place where you can register for that webinar. If for whatever reason you're not able to attend live, still register, and then you'll be able to get the replay afterwards. Always being on live is better, right? Like, because then you can ask questions and then you can get that actual feedback and that real integrative responsiveness. But don't let that be a barrier. You know, I understand, you know, I'm a mom to three boys and, you know, a scout leader and
a
big sister and, you know, a 50 million. So I never want that to be a barrier that people can't, you know, get the information that is going to be useful to them and help them moving forward. So.
Yeah. And so this is a webinar, you guys, it's going to happen November 15th. So anybody that's in, I know where I'm at and you are too. That's most of them are by themselves on November 15th, where we live.
You know, I didn't even consider that. But
all the schools are closed on November 15th because there are no kids in school.
Right. Yes.
It's really, really, you guys, I can't stress enough how much information Rivka packed into a 1 hour meeting, business meeting with myself and Jen Weatherly. For our Illustrious Ones directory that we have. And like, seriously, I can't even imagine how over delivering the webinar is going to be and forthcoming. And then like what that looks like rolling forward to actually implement Rivka into your business model and to like really excel your business, like hands down, imperative, imperative. It's like,
so, flash.
Seriously, I know Jen and I are still talking about our meeting with you. I know that there was a couple things that we implemented just from our meet and greet with you, and you know, finding somebody like you that has that vision and that forthcoming and the means to put the measurables together, those details together, those distinctive values together. Hey, this will work. This is probably not your best effort. You probably shouldn't be putting your time into this. It's probably not the right market for you, right? Like, people don't talk to people anymore like that. Hey, don't waste your time there, Aaron. I don't think that's beneficial for you. And I was so grateful for your straight talk, and I'm going to call it that, your straight talk and your insightfulness and your forward thought thinking and just your vision of what should be done and implemented. And you guys, I can't even stress it out. So meetrivka.com. We're going to put that up again. November 15th webinar, free webinar, paid webinar.
Free webinar. It's free.
Seriously, people, go sign up.
Which I know, like, you know, again, like, yay. You know, it's just, I know how it was when I was starting my business, you know, and it means so much to me to provide resources and encouragement and inspiration, you know, to those people who feel like they can't do it, because you totally can do it. Like, we have so many resources available and so many tools and so many avenues and ways to just make amazing things happen, you know. And I always want to be able to be that person who can empower the next person, inspire you. And, you know, I believe that if I just do what I'm really good at in a visible, authentic way that helps other people, that, you know, I don't have to worry about whether or not I'm going to get clients. Like, that's just been my experience. You know, it's the rest of those pieces come. Now, that doesn't mean that you undervalue yourself. That doesn't mean that you, like, I mean, there's a whole lot more to it than that. But the reality is, you know, I am so grateful and thankful for my life and where everything is at, that I am always happy to give back when I can. And this is totally a thing I can do for you. So yeah, it's a free webinar. Just come sign up and hang out with me for an hour.
Yeah.
And I'll pack as much stuff as I possibly can into 60 minutes and give you some things to do.
I love it. You guys, seriously, again, it's meetrifka.com. The link's in the comments. Thank you, RJ, for dropping her link. If you guys have questions that we didn't cover today with Rivka, drop them in the feed below. Please share this with your people, your tribe. Let them know about Rivka's free webinar on, the new rules of social media and taking that to the next level and really, really amping up your game. And go spend some time in her space, because she will change your world. Just saying.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
You guys, once again, we've been talking today on the Erin Strayer Show with Rivka Hodgkinson. We just call her Meet Rivka. And this is where we talk about all kinds of things that need to be talked about. We pull the things out from under the rug that get shoved under there, and we bring them front and center here on the Erin Strayer Show. And we talk to amazing, amazing, amazing women that are out there doing things just a little bit different and shaking things up. So thank you so much for being live with us. We really appreciate you and what you bring to the table, and for being an amazing female on the face of this earth. Thank you so much. You guys, thanks for being with us here today. We are live every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. If you want reminders to the show, just write live in the comments below, L-I-V-E. We'll make sure to give you a little heads up before we're on the air. And we'll see you right back here soon. Thanks again, Rivka. Bye, everybody.